Misfit Toys.
Whether you're driving to work, biking to a friend's place, or on the way to your next vacation, Amazon Music has your comedy fix covered. As an Amazon Prime member, you have access to ad-free top podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/onthegocomedy. That's amazon.com/onthegocomedy. And listen to your favorite podcasts on the go.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's June 25th, 2013, and this mini boner exists to share the opening moments from last night's Benson movie interruption of Point Break at CineFamily with guest interrupters Kumail Nanjiani, Rory Scovel, and Ben Schwartz. It was a lot of fun, but Point Break is a sacred movie to some. I asked David Huntsberger to interrupt it, but he said no because he didn't want to make fun of it. And I was hoping Simon Pegg would do it because he's in town, but he responded, "Oh shit, working tonight, that would be a dream." So I hope to get him to interrupt something else in the future. And I'll be interrupting three movies in Austin, Texas at the Alamo Drafthouse Ritz on July 6th and 7th. They're all celebrating their 10-year anniversaries. Too Fast, Too Furious, Hulk, and Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. DougLovesMovies.com for more deets and links. And now, let's go to CineFamily. And as always, anyone who puts Swayze in a corner is a shithead. That was the best one yet, Hadrian. That was fantastic. What a wonderful introduction. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Oh, what happened?
We're doing it. We are gathered here today to pay tribute to a film that Leonard Maltin gives 2.5 stars. And the last line of his review, he says, "Mr. Swayze could sure use a better hairdresser." Who loves this movie? Who's like, eh? And who has never seen it? All right. We got some of those, and that's absolutely perfect, because I wish I had never seen it. And I was you guys about to watch it the way all the classics should be watched. I'm going to start showing better and better movies. It gets tough sometimes, though. Like Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, I just felt a lot of people, like, kind of their childhoods, like, draining out of them. It just seemed to make everybody sad that movie is, like, kind of hard to watch. And also hard to make fun of, because you just feel bad that you're shitting on it. Let's get my guests out here. Three of the best ones that I could possibly get. More on that in a second. Kumail Nanjiani, Ben Schwartz, and Rory Scovel.
Grab that mic right there. Sit right there.
Why do we have the cordless ones sitting everywhere? Those are just like for backup or something?
The cordy ones.
Yeah, we're using the cord ones. I don't know why the cordless ones are all sitting around.
We should make a huge issue out of this.
That's Kumail Nanjiani, first time interrupter of a motion picture. Are you normally much of a heckler?
Am I?
Yeah, when you're at a movie, do you ever yell stuff out?
No, I...
Like, my friend Sarah Silverman likes a well-placed fart sound, and half the time it doesn't even get a laugh, and she sinks in her seat. Like, why did I do that?
And then people are like, is that Sarah Silverman making a fart?
It sounded like her farts.
No, I hate it when people talk in movies. I have shushed so many people in my life.
Okay, well, don't shush us.
I've never seen this movie. I just want to see this movie. I've genuinely never seen this movie.
That's exciting. Yeah, there's a few people here that share your position, but they probably don't have an entire bottle of Tito's vodka at their feet.
You're really ready to enjoy this movie. You were like, I can't leave this out there. What if...
I thought that water tasted funny.
If I leave it out on the patio, it'll just sit there going undrank.
Well, I just brought it for us.
Thank you.
For everybody.
All right. I'll hit that.
I'm just thrown by these cordless mics that are everywhere.
Yeah, they were kind of prepared for both, but I told them that we need mics with cords because we want to abuse the microphones as comedians. Isn't that right? Roy Scovel is here, everybody.
That is
it's a question and an introduction.
That is
right. You know what I mean? That's how the quickest way I can describe it is I want a microphone I can drop, that I can, you know, throw to the ground.
And then have the cord to reel it right back in.
Yeah, it's everything you need.
Yeah, it's also easy to do, like, the microphone is a dick if there's a wire attached to it. Otherwise, like, a cordless dick doesn't really work.
It looks like it's like you have an erection. You can't, like, really let it dangle. It has to be hard.
Well, it looks like your dick is detached. It's more of, we can talk about this.
You know, this is the level of discourse I'm hoping continues throughout Point Break. We got to talk about their dicks a lot. And Ben Schwartz is here, everybody.
Hello.
Ready to do some dick talk. Today, I was on a plane, and the movie on the plane was Beautiful Creatures.
Yeah.
And...
everybody!
It petered out a little bit. Everybody kind of lost their enthusiasm for it.
Because I enjoyed it. You want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
Ready?
Everybody!
Yeah!
That's fun.
Frenzy. What in a frenzy? Anyway.
That's what happened for I don't know what reason during Beautiful Creatures. I mean, I know why. A lot of characters are just wearing stripes. It's like a motif.
Everybody's wearing stripes.
And as we started talking about the stripes, somebody started that chant.
It was me. I immediately started that chant, and then the second time I did it, everybody was on board.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I feel like Camille and I were greatly underprepared for our introduction. The entire audience chanted, and we were like, my dick microphone.
And I had an inside joke with 140 people.
Hey, guys, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All of the Schwartzes are here.
Oh, my entire family is here.
I'm going to run up you. Plaque, no? Nobody?
No. Don't be weird.
You know, it's got to happen organically, but maybe there'll be something to chant about.
I'm going
to
be forcing Point Break. I'm going to be forcing catchphrases this entire time.
Throw one out right now. What's your first one?
It's hot.
Maybe.
Watch me fucking, by the end of this, get all of that t-shirts that say it's hot out there.
Camille, of course, is in Kings of Summer, the breakout indie hit of the season. I've done a couple of podcasts with the people from that movie. I tried to get you both times, but you're very busy.
You didn't ask me once.
Are you on your sketch?
Such a Hollywood asshole.
I've never asked you to interrupt the movie here on a Wednesday night because you have a long-running, popular show on Wednesday nights at the Meltdown Comics.
That's correct.
And called the Meltdown that has just recently been sold to Comedy Central. A certain number of episodes.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's really cool and fun, and can't wait to be on there.
A go see. I'd love to have any of you.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. We're booked.
We're in.
We're doing it.
The old Hollywood style.
Don't do anything.
Force people to book you.
Yeah. Yeah. Have 140 witnesses.
Talk to people with on a podcast.
You all heard it. Kumail said we can do the show.
For bringing in like a big thing of vodka. Rory has three beers at his feet.
I gave that to them.
To hold until you're done with the beginning.
Open it way before my last sip.
Have you seen Point Break, Rory?
I have.
And do you like it?
I do like it. I think it's real great.
That's
Dad getting to do the interruption. I think it's real fun. We look forward to it.
I think the show's gonna be real neat, real nifty out there.
Super nifty.
To see a lot of in the movie, especially in terms of their wardrobe. What would you like to see?
I mean, there's two things, Doug, if you don't mind. One thing I really want to see is maybe a couple of stripes.
stripes!
What has happened? Is this a thing?
I think I've done this show four times in a row.
There's a lot of people wearing stripes.
Is that true?
Look at this guy here.
Did you do it on purpose?
You no. Son of a fucking...
Get out of here. Whoever did it on purpose gets 1,000. You already said no.
So close. That's so terrifying.
Yeah, this is terrible.
That's really, you gotta stop. That's so terrifying. The other thing, I've never seen this movie before, but the thing I'm really hoping for is like a lot of bullets shot up into the air going nothing.
You've really never seen it?
No.
Now, wait, what movie are we watching? Because now we're watching
Spring Breakers.
We're watching Zabriskie Point.
You guys really haven't seen it?
No, I've seen it. I've only seen it once. I did go to the
You just show. Lied?
Yeah, to do that awesome joke.
Okay, yeah, you were funny. You're a liar.
I was like,
liar. No,
alright. Thank God. I saw the live version of this. You know, they put it like a Point Break Live.
Mm-hmm. So you said you haven't seen the movie, but you've seen it twice.
I was kidding. To do that gun joke that killed.
Guys, I'm over the fact that I lied. What are we doing here? Crucifying him tonight? What's going on?
I'm Jewish. Are you going to star David me also?
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
You can't crucify him.
Oh, I see. You star David you.
For losing the audience.
Yes!
Yeah, this mouse is trying to, you know, even the playing field.
There's no winning.
Nobody's chanting for you.
No, we're all best friends. We all love each other.
We do care about each other.
We do. This is very sincere. And please don't talk about the movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Let's do it, you guys.
Let's say it.
Thanks, guys. Can you answer? Doug, you're back. Are you doing your 6-second jobbies or no?
No, they're 5 seconds, and not going to do those.
Okay.
But I'm sure there'll be something that Cine Family wants to show you to give you nightmares.
Yep.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug loves movies.
Hi, I'm stand-up comedian and sex symbol Tig Notaro.
And I'm actor and writer Cheryl Hines.
Before Cheryl and I got into the big business of podcasting together, we were just simply friends.
And we're still friends. But now we talk about a different documentary every week on our podcast, Tig and Cheryl, True Story. So whether you love documentaries or just want to hear us slowly lose our minds, check out Tig and Cheryl, True Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, cool.
Hey, everybody. Do you have a Doug in your life, or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.